And it's a very good evening, Romanian time at 5:45 in the evening from the 21st floor at the Intercontinental Hotel in Bucharest. And if you ever do travel to the area, thoroughly recommend it. The staff are entirely helpful. Now, those of you who might have read my blog over a period of time know that as a volunteer, I'm on the board of advisors for a charity called Light Into Europe. Very dear to my heart, actually, invited out to a fundraising ball last year off the back of a talk I did for the European Guide Dog Federation, again invited out off the back of the BBC to Daily Politics show exposing inequalities in the United Kingdom. But they pale into absolute insignificance into some of the inequalities that exist in Romania. First thing to bear in mind is that Romanians are really fantastic, wonderful people, and that Bucharest is a modern city, and I would really recommend anybody tries it. However, the sad reality is that any form of disability, particularly sensory, I'm thinking sight here and possibly hearing impaired people, kind of live in terms of attitudes in the 1950s. And so it's very important to realise that that's the scenario you're dealing with. Now, just to put that into context, this isn't my first trip, it's my third trip, and no doubt the third of many. I'm out here with the lovely Siobhan Mead. She's at Sibby Mead on Twitter, S-I-B-B-Y-M-E-A-D-E, and Guide Dog Chip. He's a UK guide dog, and he's a particularly good worker at that, setting a fine example tonight with all these British dignitaries. Now, we went into the Benissa Mall on the outskirts of Bucharest and argued, very politely, but argued and explained what it is that my guide dog Chip does for me, and obviously over a period of time, after a few of those arguments, we were in fact able to get admission to some of the shops there, and in fact many people were taking photographs of the dog and just explaining what they do. The key thing to point out is the Romanians, they really are the salt of the earth, particularly in Bucharest here, which isn't a 1920s kind of scenario as the media and some people might falsely believe it to be. So the progress here, it's slow, but it's very very certain. Stan Platobi, Captain Stan Platobi, you know less from Light Into Europe, has been making fantastic efforts in moving things forward for many years now, and indeed he's been honoured for his work in this regard. And so I'll keep you updated. Tonight certainly we'll be auctioning some goods to make money for Light Into Europe, a very poor charity training guide dogs and also working on other sensory disabilities here in Romania. And a big thank you to the Prime Minister David Cameron, to his Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg, and to Ed Miliband, the loyal leader of the opposition in the United Kingdom, for each signing a House of Commons bottle of Scottish whiskey, very relevant for a Caledonian Scottish fundraiser that we intend to auction off tonight. So we'll keep you updated on what happens there. But absolutely beautiful scenery here in Bucharest, with all sorts of people gathering tonight to make as much money as they possibly can. So do check out the Light Into Europe Facebook. Like me, this audio boo, however it works, I don't know, but certainly follow me on Twitter at Sean Dilley, S-E-A-N-D-I-L-L-E-Y. Thank you all so much for your support, and we'll keep you up to date with the plight of Romanians here, and what a fantastic city, and thank you very much to everybody for hosting us so nicely. More soon.